We left off yesterday trying to understand what was the root of the machlekes harishonim about whether there exists even the possibility, a remote possibility, of towing tainus ganav, having to pay kefel, in cases where normally you shouldn't even get off the ground. It should not even be a discussion, because the particular shomrim in question don't even have the right to tain a nignav in the first place. Say, for example, shomer sochar, he can tain a nignav from today to tomorrow, but he has to pay anyway. Or Shoyal, for sure, can tie the nigna from today to tomorrow. He's also going to for sure have to pay. So can we even entertain the possibility of somehow being a scenario, crazy, a far-fetched case, of paying kefel for towing tainus ganav? So Rashi on the spot put the issue to rest. Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Bey said that even though the Gemara kind of sounds that way a little bit, because the Gemara says that Shoal and ganav are almost like the same, Yesh b'chwal Shoal ganav, so Rashi says the Gemara never really meant it. The Gemara just meant to say that a ganav and shomachina maybe are synonymous, but a shoyal, forget it. A shoyal is not even shach to discuss. So notwithstanding Rashi's emphatic statement that it doesn't exist, there are tosafim in different places in Shas that open up the door for us, open up the possibility for us. So we spoke a lot about the tosafim on the Sugya of Zion, where the Gemara is pupling back and forth about who's Mochama, Shomachinim, Shomachachar, because Shomachinim on the one hand has the ability of Torah and Tanis Ganav, and Shomachachar pays the Karen itself. And in the middle of that whole balagan about the Stibazulim, so Tysus threw in a monkey wrench, and Tysus said, now wait a second, what do you mean the Shomachinim has Kefel? Shomachachar also has Kefel? Shomachachar also has Kefel? Yeah, Hacham Ha'eskin on the crazy Meshunah Dikatayna, that is Gedev Mabailim. Oh, if it was Nigdim Mabailim, that would have been a poter for a Shoel, except for Shomachachar. So maybe that's the case with this kefel, even by a shomer sachar. And then Taisus backpedals and says, we're not sure. Maybe the Gemara didn't say it, could have said it, should have said it, would have said it, not sure, should have said it. And Taisus throws the hands up. So Taisus not only throws the hands up on Daf Nunzayin and Bavakama, but there's a Taisus in Bavmetzi and Daf Mendez that also gets into the same rut, gets into the same lack of absolute conviction one way or the other. That's concerning the sugya on Daf Mem Beis in Masechet Bamatia. Where did I put it? Wait, I left half the sheets here. Okay, right, I left my sheets. All right, here it is. Okay, so my Mokum number 5. So the Taisim Bamatia is commenting on a Gemara Bamatia, where the Gemara talks about the proper way to watch, to guard cash. So if I give you cash as a pikadon, so you have to be very, very careful with that. And the Gemara says, except from Elam Shmuel Bekarka. You can't just leave the dollar bills just laying around. You have to dig a hole in the backyard, and you have to hide them, and make a treasure map, and remember, take 3 paces back and 4 paces forward, and then, whatever, and find where the cash is hidden. So you have to really, really do a gevaldike shmirah. So in the middle of that discussion about how are you shomek sofim from geneva, from potential geneva, Taisus raises the following question. Taisus says, let's say you're a shomer sachar, and on the books it says that a shomer sachar is chayef geneva. A books. Which book? The Sefer Hasbara, the Chumash itself. Im gonav yigonav mimoishlem lebalov. So it says in black and white, a shomer sachar is chayef geneva. Says Taisus, what would be the din the following case? What the guy did, tzorech yun, im shomer bekarka. A guy does an unbelievable shmirah. He's a shomer sachar, but he does above and beyond the call of duty. He digs a hole 15,000 feet deep in the bottom of a mine, and he hides the $5 bill. He's unbelievable. And yet some shugana comes and finds it and steals it. It's crazy. The guy did above and beyond the call of duty. So Taisa's not sure. Tzorchi and Mshamar Mekarka, Benignavu Misham, Mshamar Sechachayev. Taisa's not sure. What's the latest asophic in Taisa? What is Taisa not sure about? So it's a tricky thing. On the one hand, Pshuto Shom Mikra tells us that im Ganovi Ganev Mei Moishlim Mibalov, that a Shomer Sachar is Chayev on Geneva. On the other hand, the question is just how stickly to the details that we have to get in terms of Geneva versus Oines. Are the terms Geneva and Nishbro Mei, so say the two different phrases that the Torah uses about Shomer Sachar. So Shomer Sachar is Chayev for Geneva, but he's part of Nishbro Mei, Sein Roeh, he's part of Shmur v'Meisa. Are those absolutes, says Taisus? Geneva Chayev, Shmur v'Meisa Potter? Or is Geneva almost like an illustration? It's almost like a barometer. It's a way of measuring just how much Pshia was there. Shmur v'Meisa, an animal dies. That's way beyond the control of a Shomer. And the Emes says the Shomer should never be held responsible for the death of the animal, except for Shoel. Shoel is its own world. Shoel is Chayav Einzin, that's a whole other ballgame. But the regular Shomer, Shemachinim Shemesachar, it's such an Einus, it's so beyond the responsibility of the Shomer. He so did what he was supposed to do, and still a crazy thing happened. He's not held responsible for it. Whereas Geneva, he could have taken better precautions. It's true, he's not a Peshaya Mamish. If he would be a Peshaya, then even a Shomachinim would be Chayav. So there is not real Pshia here. On the other hand, it's not an absolute Einus. So Taisus wants to know, this Chiluk that the Torah depicts for us, the Torah draws these two pictures for us, of Geneva Chayav in the parish of Shem Yisachar, and Einus Potor, are these absolutes? If and when it's called the Maisa Geneva Chayav, if and when it's called a Maisa, that's not the right word I should have used, they really should have used Mesa, okay? Even when it's called the Mesa, then you're Potter. These are absolute Chayt Loyava categories, or these are looser categories. These are descriptions of degrees of responsibility, degrees of carelessness that resulted in the destruction or death of the animal. So Taisa says, what will be enough Gemina? Be a big enough Gemina between the two. If you go down the route that these are absolute Chayt Vilayava categories, with a shame geneve. So Hashem Asach is Chayev. So it doesn't matter how much precaution he took. Even though he took the money and he's guarded it, where did he put it? He put it into, where's the best place to put money? The absolute best place. Even better than under the ground. Where? Fort Knox. I knew something. It's like the Fort Knox. Your mama, she locks up in Fort Knox, and there are tanks in front of it, and there's an atom bomb in front of it. And mama, the 3,000 Marines are surrounding the $5 bill. Unbelievable. And still somebody broke in. So Tyson says, come on, what do you want from the guy? The guy was in the is going to be there. So Tyson says, well, it depends. If you're a stickler for details, you really believe in the, you're a Chidon Tanakh man, and you just read the pasuk that says, Ganovi Ganev, is Ganovi Ganev, Chayv Chayv. But if you're more of a, you know, more of a open-minded kind of a person, you know, oh, the Torah doesn't really mean what it says. The Torah is just describing halachic categories. Please don't misquote me on that. You know what I mean. The Torah is just describing halachic categories. Ganev is just an illustration of a degree of carelessness. So then if the person took every possible precaution and then some, how can he be chayav? So Taisa, at the end of the day, blyp the tzarchiyun. They don't know what the din is. They're not sure what the din is. Is there anything Hashem Asach could do to get off the hook in terms of Ganev? So Taisus begins to try to bring raya's. So Taisus says, aha, the Gemara from yesterday. The Gemara of Akama was discussing Shemechinam versus Shemesachar. Who is more chomer? So remember, there was Tzadim Lekan Lekan. Who remembers? Let's chaz it for a second. What was it Tzadim Lekan Lekan? Why would we believe that a Shemechinam maybe is more chomer than a Shemesachar? What does the Shemechinam have going for him that a Shemesachar doesn't? He could potentially pay kefir by towing time his ganav. On the other hand, a Shomer Sachar has something going for him. What is that? What's bad about being a Shomer Sachar? You always pay Karen no matter what. Never careful, but always Karen. So we're not sure which is more chomer. So again, this is a philosophical, deep philosophical, you know, machlokes. This has to do with investment strategies, this has to do with risk taking. There's, you know, a whole other aspect of human psychology and financial arrangements, which I don't know anything about, that all the Sly Sims guys should know what I'm talking about here, right? Remember all three guys who were in Sly Sims? Okay, well, 75 guys. So we're not sure which is more chomer. But one thing is clear, the way the Gemara presents it in Daf Ayin Zayin, it's crystal clear that if you really truly believe that this is the factor of chumrah, then Shemachinim has something over Shemesachar. If you don't believe this is the fact, if you really believe Karen is the fact, then we'll learn the wrong sugya. But if you really believe that Kefil B'Torzat is Galif is an important enough characteristic to label category A as more chomer than category B, so Shemachinim has it over Shemesachar. Because after all, what does the Gemara say about Kam Daf Nun Zayin? A Shemesachar has what? Not even on the radar screen of being what? What does the Gemara say? What's that on the radar screen? There's no case of what? Of Toy Tanis Gav. There's no case of Kefil. It just doesn't register. There's no such case. And the only maybe Efshar Zayin case is what? Who remembers from yesterday? Is maybe List of Mizuyim. I'm not even sure why, because we don't even know where the List of Mizuyim is a Ganav in the first place. We're not even sure even real List of Mizuyim pays Kefil. So that's how the Gemara kind of left us hanging at Daftan Zayin and Baba Kama, that with the maybe possible exception of List of Mizuyim, so then this statement is pretty true. kefil b'shem echinam shem esachar et kerem, but there's no such thing. There is no kefil of toitan as gana b'shem esachar. So frekta is a kasha. What do you mean? I can come up with a case of kefil b'toitan as gana for shem esachar. Give me the case. Give me a case. The guy hides the money where? Back in where? Back in where? Back in Fort Knox. And he does what he was supposed to do, and he claims that what? That it was stolen from Fort Knox. That's his claim. And we administer a Shavuos HaShomrim, and he walks away being potter, right? And then it turns out he stole it. So what's the din? L'chora, he is subject to what? To the kefil of Toyin Tanis Ganav. How come the Gemara didn't give that example? That's Taisus Kasha. How come on Daf Nun Zayin of a comment, nobody mentioned Fort Knox? Nobody mentioned Ksafim HaMunachim B'Karka. They were buried deep into the bottom of the desert island. How come the Gemara didn't mention it? Zeman from Dorsa Taisus, what do you see from here? From the fact that the Gemara didn't raise that as a possibility, as an illustration, it seems to be pointing in which direction? That what would the din be about a Shomer Sachar under those circumstances? He would really be chayef to pay the what? To pay the Karen, because maybe we have to really, really just focus on the word Geneva. Maybe we have to follow our intuition of the Chidon Tanakh people, the Pshuto Shemikra, and that's it. And a Shomer Sachar is chayef under any and every case of Geneva. So Taisus says, maybe that's a Raya. And then what does Taisus say? Then Taisus backpedals from that Raya also. What does Taisus say? Taisus says, don't make too much out of that Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Zayin. You know why? Because there are cases, not so common, but there are cases of Toyin Tanis Ganav by a Shomer Sachar. There really, truly are. The Gemara was a little bit over-exaggerated. There's no case. And says, Taisus, I'll give you a case. What's the case? Give me the case. What does Taisus write in B'Metzia Daf Nun Beis? Taisus writes, Taisus writes. Yesh Lirchos. The Balav Hachinayim at the end of time. Tim Tisham Asachar B'Sham Kefi B'Bailim. Because Taisus says, because we all know in the back of our mind that there is Kefi for Toyin Tanis Ganav, if it was a Tanis Bailavim. Oh. So here in Bav Metzia, Taisus is using to deflect the Raya, and taking the Gemara in the Kamed Daf Nun Zayin and say the Gemara is not an exhaustive list. Taisus is assuming because everybody knows that there must be kefil of Torah by Torah Tanis Ganav, unlike what they themselves weren't even sure about in the Kamed Daf Nun Zayin, unlike what Rashi and Asugya says, here in Bav Metzia, Taisus is more committed in the direction that yes, Cain, there is Torah Tanis Ganav by Tanis Ganav B'Bailim. So when all the dust settles, we have three Rishonim who are weighing in on this topic. Our general question is, bottom line is our Shaila, is there Toyin Tanis Ganav B'Tainas Bailim? Now again, this could play out either for Shomer Sachar or for Shol. Either one could be subject to this discussion. L'chari, there's no reason to distinguish. So we have Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Daled that's saying, doesn't exist, never existed, and the Gemara never really meant it. We have a Taisus in Bav Metzia who's saying, Cain, it does exist, and therefore don't take the Gemara in the Daf Nun Zayin so literal, and don't be bedayak anything from lack of cases, because B'lav Hachi there are lack of cases mentioned. And we have Taisus in Bava Kama, that, what symbol do we need for Taisus in Bava Kama? Not a check and not an X, but a what? But a question mark. Taisus in Bava Kama is not really sure. Efsher, Shema, Tzachiyun, maybe, yeah, maybe no. Yeah, sorry. Nope. Because the Torah says not. But the Torah says no. The Torah says that if a person says, let's say Yeshua Mechinam doesn't even say Nignav. Let's say Yeshua Mechinam says Nevad. He said it wasn't sold, it was lost. And it turns out he's a liar. He doesn't pay Kefil.
So what do you call this?
You only pay Kefil if the Taina that you're using to path you is a Genevadika Taina.
What do you call the Shomer? At the end of the day, he has his object in his house. He's not a Ganav.
Call him Elmo, call him whatever you want to call him, but he's not a Toyin Tanis Ganav. Toyin Tanis Ganav, because there is a cost of the Toyin Tanis Ganav place capable is only between his Geneva, not even between his Aveda. That's a Gemara later on in Bava Kama, in Merubah. No, but here, again, this is not a regular Ganav. A regular Ganav means I broke into your house and I took it here, you gave it to me as a Shomer. So it's also the other Be'atera. So if Lou laid the Gezeris HaKosov, I would never say that's called a Ganav, I would say you're a Shakran. I call you Gazlan, I call you somebody else. If not for the Chiddush HaTorah, that is a parish of Toyin Tanis Ganav, I never would have said this Me'atzmi. Who here, based on pure logic, would have said there's a parish of Toyin Tadakaf without a parish of the Chumash? It's ridiculous. Your baseline is that it would be Chayav? Not Pitzvah. You would think so. You're the Mr. Baseline. No, it's not. The baseline of Chosher Potter. The Gemara needs Tzukim.
The guy is doing yourself.
So, but he didn't do a Maisa Geneva. He didn't do a Maisa Geneva. He didn't do a Maisa Geneva. I don't know. Maisa Geneva. You ever heard of that? Maisa Geneva. You heard it here. Okay, yeah.
Why are we, leaving Tanya's Lutz Museum alone?
Because, what do you mean?
We mean, we're taking for granted that Lutz Museum would be a good potter that...
Well, Lutz Museum we know is potter. We know Shem Mitzvah is potter, Lutz Museum.
So why
we know that because the Torah says Nishban. Nishban means Lutz Museum, means captives, it means a war, it means...
Because there's a culture, and the reason that would be a potter would not mean that a certain form of Lutz
Museum... Right. That's right. The Torah says that's not called the Geneva. That's called the Nishba. It's called Shivuya. Right. So basically, at the end of the day, all we've developed so far is the Watts. We have some Rishonim saying absolutely yes, some Rishonim saying absolutely no, and other Rishonim saying absolutely not sure.
Wasn't Rashi only saying in regards to Shomer Safar?
Very good. You're right. I glossed over that, hoping no one would catch me on that. You caught me on it, but I'm going to ignore you on that, okay? That one could theoretically split between the two. Maybe there's a svar to say that somehow a shul doesn't have it and a shul v'sacha does, but it's not clear what, if any, svar should be l'chalik. It's the same fundamental question, namely, is Tainus Bailov Imo, which is a potter, b'hem b'shul v'sacha, is that enough to get the ball rolling for Torah and Tanis
Ghana? Would it depend if what a shul is more like?
Okay. So you're going down the roots of a Pnei Shul, which I don't think we're going to talk about. Okay, we're going to stay, for our purposes, we're going to assume it's one big Shaila. So now that we've just proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that we don't know what the answer is, but it's one Shaila, what is the Shaila? Wherein lies this suffering? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What is the point of contention within the Rishayim? What should the Din be? So here we have, in the Gedolei Acharonim, at least three Biurim. There are really more than that. We're going to hopefully focus on three Biurim in the Gedolei Acharonim as to what exactly is the Lomdus, what is the Bir HaDavar, as to where in this Machlekes lies. So the first attempt that we're going to deal with is, of course, going to be for the Ketelsa's family, it's going to be the Ketelsa himself. So comes the Ketelsa and says, this question that the Rishonim, this Sofek and Tazim of Akam, this Shah the Rishonim are debating, is not really a Toyin Tanis Ghana issue. That's not really the issue. The Shaila starts much before Toyin Tanis Ganav. The Shaila is really a Shavuos HaShomrim Shaila. Because Toyin Tanis Ganav, as the Gemara says explicitly in the beginning of the 7th Perek of Bava Kama and then the 9th Perek of Bava Kama, the entire parish of Toyin Tanis Ganav does not get off the ground unless, what does the Shomer do? He must what? He has to take a Shavuos. If let's say, for argument's sake, I say to you, hey, where's my animal? And you say, sorry, it was stolen. Okay, come to Beis Din. On the way to Beis Din, they catch you with Edom. That's not Toyin Tanis Ganav. I mean, you are literally Toyin Tanis Ganav. But Kozman, you weren't Nishba. The game's not over yet. So Kozman, you didn't open up your mouth and stand there in the Beis Din with your hand and say, return and swear. That's not the Pasha of Toyin Tanis Ganav. That's the Favish of Gemara. It's not a question about that. So comes the Ketelsa and says, the real question we should be asking ourselves is, not... We're talking too late in the game, says the Ketelsa. You're focusing on the ramifications of the consequences a week later when Edom come. Forget about that. What really transpired, says the Ketelsa, is what happened when the Shomer Socher, the Shoel, advanced the response by saying it was Bevayelim. So how does that play out in Beis Din? So I say to you, I gave you an animal to watch. Where is it? You're a Shomer Socher. Where is it? Or you're a Shoel. Where is it? And you respond, it was stolen. And I say, so what? Says the Bash Mishpat Michaev anyway. He said, no. I said it was stolen. It was stolen by Levimo. And I say, I don't believe you. Even if I concede I'm working for you, I don't believe it was stolen. I think you're holding on to it. What's the next line? What happens next? When that plays out in Beis Din. I say, give me back my animal. You're a shoyel. And you say, it was Nigna Bebailim. And I say, okay, I admit it, but I don't believe you that it was stolen. What is Beis Din's next line in this skit? Who thinks Shvua? Who thinks no Shvua? Can somebody bring me a raya? What's a good place to look? How about Chumash? So the Chumash speaks about the parasha of Shvua Sashom. Shvua Sashom is the Chiddush HaTorah. Right? It said, Mamish, Gevaldik Chiddushat Torah called Shavuos HaShomrim. Even Johnny never would have said this on his own, right? Come on, I mean, you have to admit that if not for Parshat Mishpat, if not for fifth grade, I never would have said that the way that we deal with this parsha is with Shavua. What would the dinner, let's go back to the world of imagination, the world of make-believe, back to Mr. Rogers. What would the dinner have been, if you guys don't even know what I'm talking about, if they burn knows, Mr. Alton knows, right? Okay. What would the din have been, lulei the Parshas HaShomrim? I come to you and I say, the animal was, I want my animal back. And you say, I'm so sorry, it was stolen. Now what? So, I could think of multiple psakei beis din that could potentially happen here. One psak beis din is a motzei chevil avaraya. That's one possibility, right? In theory, what else could I have said? Possibly, I'm not saying it's right, but I could have theoretically said that, well, you have to prove it, because we almost have like a cheskes chiyuv here. We know that you were a shomer, and now you're trying to do what? You're trying to get out of a chiyuv, so maybe it's alecha to bring Aiden that the chiyuv was canceled. Maybe. I don't think that's right or not. You got to learn sugyas and matzah clever very, very carefully and see, well, what do we do when we have sveikas? Not whether there was an etzem achiyuv, it's almost like a suffix in the piron. So maybe you could discuss that. We could have a whole shiur about that, but we're not going to. But one thing I never in a million years would have said is a shvuah. Where does a shvuah come from? So the Torah is a gevaldik chiddush called shvuah. Now, to make matters even funnier, this shvuah is really, really, really mechudush. It's such a bizarre thing. You know why? What is bizarre about Shavuos HaShomrim? It's different from all other Shavuos, even the other Shavuos Derais it's different from. It's a very, very strange Shavuos, a bizarre Shavuos. There are three Shavuos Derais, the Shavuos Meidim Mikdas, the Shavuos Erechad, and the Shavuos HaShomrim. Which of these three is not like the other? Shavuos HaShomrim is in its own league. Why? What is Shavuos HaShomrim lacking? What the other Shavuos have? Yeah, I don't even have a tainus bari. I don't even know that you owe me the money. When it comes to Beit HaMikdash, I say to you, I lent you $1,000 last week. And you say, no, I only lent you $500. Only lent me $500. I say, you're a shakran. You're a liar. I'm screaming and yelling at you, you shakran. I lent you $1,000. That's a tainus bari. Or I say to you, I lent you $1,000 last week. I know for a fact I lent it, and you deny the whole story. And Nebuch, I can't find the second aid. So Nebuch, all I bring in is one aid. And the one aide comes and says, yeah, he owes you $1,000. So in both of those cases, you have what's called a tainus bari. By a shomer and a mafkid relationship, what does the mafkid say? I gave you a cow last week to watch. And you respond, it's stolen. What's my next line? My next line, no, it wasn't stolen. What's my next line? Maybe. I have no idea whether it was stolen or not. I'm not sure I have a clue whether it was stolen or not. I personally don't know. So Shavuos HaShomrim is a bizarre Shavuah. It's such a mechudish to exist across of, you don't even have a tainus bari to go on. Who was with us about Metziah days? Remember the tainus bari a little bit? There's a big machlekes to be shown him about Shavuos might have a mixus for sure requires tainus bari. Shavuos HaShomrim for sure doesn't require tainus bari. Shavuos Erecha Tais is not sure about. Whether Shavuos Erecha requires tainus bari. What would the din be? Let's say I come to you and I say, you know, I really don't know whether you owe me $1,000. I partially don't remember. You know, I've been so busy in Hanukkah and midterms and finals and, you know, dating. I have so many things going on. I never remember that I lent you $1,000 last month or not. I don't remember. But there's an Eid Echad who's telling me that I did. I just remember, I'm honest, I don't remember. But the Eid Echad says I did lend you $1,000. Is that Shavuos Eid Echad? Anyone know? Is that Shavuos Eid Echad? Not clear. Tais is not sure about that. Tais is back and forth about that. So Shavuos Erechad require a tainus bari. So there are some Rishonim who say the Rambam says the fair Shavuos Erechad requires a tainus bari, but Shavuos HaShomrim Zichud doesn't. Shavuos HaShomrim does not require a tainus bari. No such thing as tainus bari. And there are enough Kaminas Ladina that emanate from that. Those remember back from Shnei Mechzen days. There are enough Kaminas Ladina that emanate from that Chiddush HaTorah. So Shavuos HaShomrim is mamish in its own league. It's a Shavuah deraisa that never would have applied without a pasuk. And it's not even a tainus bari. There's no trappings, no makings of a shvuah. So let's look very carefully. When does the Torah speak about a shvuah? Give me the cases in Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, back to the Chidon HaTanach. Where does the Torah speak about shvuah? Give me exact cases. I don't want to hear extrapolations. I don't want to hear precedents. Give me cases in the Chumash that the Torah speaks about Shavuos HaShomrim. How many times does the Torah use the word Shavua in the Parsha of Shomrim? All of grandiose, how many times? We should have brought a Parsha, should have brought Chumash, Sefer Shmos here. Who says two? Who says less?
One.
Not maybe. One. There is one place, and one place alone, where the Torah uses the word, the magic word Shavua. It's in the Parsha of Shabbos Sachar. It's not even the Parsha of Shabbos Chinam. In the Parsha of Shabbos Sachar, the Torah describes a sichsuch between the Mafkid and the Shabbos Sachar, and the Torah lays down the details. The Torah says, if the Shabbos Sachar says Geneva, then he's chayev. There's no Shavua, he has to pay. Im Ganovi Geneva, Moshalim Be'alav. Okay? But if he tainez v'nishbar o nishba o meis, if he tainez that it broke, if tainez that it was taken captive, if tainez that it died, what we call all three of those examples of what? Of oines. What does the Torah say? It's only there, the only place in Kol HaTorah Kulo that the Torah spells out the word what? Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. That's the only place in Parashat Mishpatim the Torah speaks about Shvuas HaShomrim, Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. For that matter, I'll tell you a secret, it's the only place in the whole Torah that the Torah speaks about a Shavua by a Din Torah. Because the other two places that we learn out of Din Torah that there were Shavuas Deraisa, what were they again? Modern Miktos and where? And Erechot. Does the Torah use the word Shavua by either of them? No. It's pure Torah Shabbat Peh. By Erechot it says, L'yokom Erechot de'ish l'chol oven l'chol chatas. What does the Gemara in Shavua say? We have a tradition. L'oven l'chol chatas d'lo kom. He can't make you pay money. Aval kom l'shavua. And what's the mokor that there's a shvua of Vaidiv Miktas? Does it say the word shvua? Not a mention, not a word. It says, Asher Yomar Kiyuzeh Adalim Yavad Vashneh. Kachnem Allah Moshe Zoyshteh. That's the official Torah Shabbat Peh interpretation of the Pasuk. That Vaidiv Miktas is Chayiv Shvua. So again, I am not questioning the Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm not a Karoy. I'm not a Tztuki, in case you didn't figure it out. Alright? But between you and me, in the Chumash itself, in the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Heilige Kisvei HaKodesh, state the Shavua by Din Torah in one place and one place alone, by Shom HaSachar, with Tainus Oynus. So how do we know there's a Shavua for Shom HaChina by Tainus Geneva? How do you know? V'state. How do you know? Anyone know? It's a Gzeira Shavua. What's a Gzeira Shavua? It says, remember yesterday? It says Shlichus Yad. By where? It says Shlichus Yad twice. Once by Shom HaChinam, and repeats it again by Shomer Sachar. So comes the Gemara and say, Mash lichus yad ha-nemar, Eitzel Shomer Sachar. It's a sichsuch involving a shvua. That means, Im lo sholach yadai, then you take shvua Hashem. What does it say? Shvua Hashem. Tiyeh ben shneihem, Im lo sholach yadavim lechas, Re'ev lakach be'alav alay shalem. So the Torah speaks about the condition for the shvua by Shomer Sachar requiring a lack of shlichus yad. And the Torah says that exact same phrase by Shom HaChinam. It says, "V'nikra b'alabayis elohim im lo shalach yadam lechas re'ehu." So comes the Gemara and says, "Mash lichus yad anema b'shem Yisachar." It's talking about derech shvua. So too, "V'nikra b'alabayis." Where does it say shvua there? It doesn't say shvua there. Kach nema hoch mashasina this gzeir shava v'nikra b'alabayis elohim. That means a loshen shvua. I keep on saying the quote unquote Shem Hashem is not the Shem Hashem. It means Dayanim. V'nikra b'alabayis means you come to the Din Torah and you took a Shavua because the Shem Echinim is Nishma v'nifta, Nishma v'yaitze. So the entire source for Shavua Sashomrim is one pasuk explicitly, Shavua Sashem Tiyah Ben Shneihem Hashem Yisachar, and the other is the extrapolation through the Midah of Gzeir Shav, the Teshav HaPeh, carries over the Shem Echinim. Those are the only two cases on the radar screen of Shavuos HaShomrim. One is Tainus Nigdav, Tainus Geneva by Shem Echinam, Gzeir Shava, and one is Tainus Einus by Shem Esachar. So now it gets very, very tricky. Because now we have a Shoyel, who also wants to take a Shavuos D'Oraisa. Take a Shavuos D'Oraisa, what do you take a Shavuos D'Oraisa for? If it's stolen Yechayev, it's Onis Yechayev. So there's only one possible case he can take a Shavuot Deraisa. What is that? Filavimo. But the Torah doesn't talk about that. The Torah never describes that case. Not in the Torah Shabbat, nor in the Torah Shabbat. So So guess what? If Shavuos HaShomim is such a gewaldige chiddush haTorah that they don't make any sense, it doesn't fit into any pre-existing Torah category, Ein Chabol Chiddushai, how do you know that that Shavu even registers and based it? Maybe the din is, if I say to you, where's my animal, and you say it was stolen, but it's Baal Avimo, and I say, I don't know if it was stolen, so maybe we have to bring Eidim, maybe we have to have a Metzvila Varaya, I don't know, we have to use some other mechanism, but maybe the mechanism of Shavu is not a valid mechanism, because the Torah doesn't describe that. So maybe Shavuos Tainus Baal Avimo just doesn't exist in Halacha, because it doesn't appear in the Chumash, neither Tashav Sam nor Tashav Apeh. Or maybe one could argue that true, it doesn't exist in the Chumash, but maybe it is derived from what? From the two cases that do exist. Namely, the common denominator of the two Shavuos are, basically, it's Tainus HaShomer Lepotro. So maybe licked in these two cases is an all-encompassing Chiddush HaTorah, that any and every time a Shomer wants to pater himself with the Taina, whether Hashem Echinim is using Tainus Geneva, whether Hashem Esach is using Tainus Aines, whether Shaul is using Tainus Baal Avimai, a Tainus HaShomer must be accompanied by Shavua. It doesn't say Beferish in the Chumash, it's derived from the Shnei Ksuvim, it's a Hekish, it's a Tzad HaShoveh, whatever you want to call it. You make up some kind of a Tosh HaPeh. You say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, enough time to figure out a way to what the source is. So says the Ktzais, this is an unclear question. We don't know the answer to this question. So says the Ktzais, we're talking about a week later when the Shomer was caught lying. Stop, hold the phone, says the Ktzais. That's not the Shaila. The real Shaila is, what were we supposed to do originally? Were we supposed to administer the Shavua or not? Says the Ktzais, if you hold that we were supposed to administer the Shavua, and the Shoyel took the Shavua, the Baal Gneva, the Baalim, so then if this was a valid mandated Torah Shavua, then it makes perfect sense that what? That if and when it turns out the guy was a Shakran, so he was a Nishbo Vashaker of a Torah Shavua to Shomrim, and it was a Tainus Geneva, the one crazy case to show spots of a Bailim, and that is enough to create the parish of Torah Tainus Ganav. But, says the Ktzais, if you hold that the Shavua was never mandated in the first place, it was never supposed to take place from day one, so then if there was no Shavua, then by extension, what is there now? Then there's no Tainus Tainus Ganav, because Torah Tainus Ganav is presupposing there was a Shavua. So the Ktzai says the Nekudas HaMachloikis HaRishayinim, the Nekudas HaSofik in Taizim Bava Kama, Metzi and the Rashi and Bava Kama, the Nekudas HaMachloikis that's taking place in HaSugya is not a Torah Tainus Ganav Shaila. That is not the root of the issue, says the Ktzai. It started, the Machloikis started much earlier. It started as what was the proper protocol from day one? Were we supposed to administer the Shavua or not? And I could hear it started, Makan Makan. I could argue that there's no such Shavua, it doesn't exist in the Parsha of the Shavuos. Well, I could say no, it's extrapolated, it's part of Parshat Shavuos, it's derived from Tainus HaShomer Liftar Lepoter, that's considered to be a Shavuos HaShomer. You don't need a pasuk for every single case. So the Ktzai says the real root of the Machlokes is not in Torah Tainus Ganav. It's not a Kefil Machlokes, it's a Shavuos HaShomer Machlokes. Does this Shavuos HaShomer exist or not?
Are you able to say that the Shavuos HaShomer is not in
Well, that's the Ktosis working with that assumption. He says that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in the Talmud of Kama, there's no Kefil unless there was a Shavua. So the Ktosis says, great, if there's a Shavua, there's Kefil, there's no Shavua, there's no Kefil. So it's a Shavua Machlokes, not a Kefil Machlokes. So then the Ktosis just backpedals for a moment. And he says, you know, I could walk this tightrope without falling off. I could tell you that maybe we're not mandating a Shavua here. Maybe the Shavua doesn't really exist in the Chiyuvei Shavua. The Torah doesn't really recognize this as a Shavua that's a Mutelas al HaShomer. And maybe, they could still be Kefil. How are you talking to workers? How could it be? You just got finished telling me that, I just sat screaming at Avi and saying, of course, Avi, what are you talking about? Kefil and Shavua and Kefil, it's all the same thing. You can't have one without the other, right? That's what I just told you. And now the Ktzais, who just told us that in the last 10 minutes, is backpedaling and saying, no, you know what? I could find you a crazy case of Kefil without a Shavua. I can do that. It's against the Gemara. So Sezik tells, let me introduce you to a sugya in the beginning of the seventh pack of Bava Kama. I think I put the ties on the Marmar Kamis. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a sugya in the beginning of the seventh parak of Bava Kama where the Gemara is discussing different scenarios where Torin Tanis Ganav doesn't get off the ground. There's not going to be any kefa for Torin Tanis Ganav. For that matter, there's not going to be any kefa for Ganav Mamish. There are certain cases of theft that just don't lend themselves to kefa. What are those cases that don't lend themselves to kefa? What are the famous cases? Mishnah Shavuos, Mishnah Bavitzia, what does it say? Our favorite, Avadim, right? Avadim Kakos, right? Right? Kakos Avadim Ushtaros, right? Gonev Karka, there's no Kefil. Gonev Avadim, there's no Kefil. Gonev Shtaros, there's no Kefil. How do you know that? Vishtay that? Because the whole mock of a Kefil is introduced with the phrase, Kiyite Nishra Kesef Kalim. And then the Torah says, "V'gunu beis ha'ishim yotzei ganav v'shem shlayim." The whole parshas kefil is only found describing dov ha'metaltel, something that's movable, a kesef kalim, and what else? Something that's gufo mamon, something that has its own intrinsic value, not something that's merely representative value. So kesef means I'm a piece of silver. Kalim means I steal a car. Those are examples of kefil. If I steal karka from you, there's no kefil, because it's not a davar metaltel. If I steal avodim from you, there's no kefil. Why? Even though avodim are metaltelin, but what? Avodim are hukshulik arkos, the whole sugi is about metzia. And if I steal shtaris from you, even though shtaris are metaltelin, but they're not what? They're not guvon, they only have representative value. Okay? Oh, okay, that's another story. So those remember from Sukkah from last year, what's the case? I come with my what? Who remembers? Come on, I said about 1,000 times last year. Come with my shotgun. No? Come with a shotgun. And I say, get lost, buddy. Right? Okay, that's one case of stealing karka. Or you want to know, that's not really gonif karka, that's really gozo karka. Right? So you want to have a little more discreet case. What is that? In the dark of night, on a cold winter night, I sneak in, I knock down your fence and move it over a couple of paces over or something, and I steal, swallow up some of your land. I'm a gunner, it's a karka. Okay? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, in Bav Metzia, Mishnah and Shavuos, there's no kefil for Avadim, Kakos, and Shtaros, for all the above reasons. Just as an aside, what would it then be if I sneak in the dark of night and I steal $10 bill out of your wallet? Is that called gunner, vidavar, shagufa mammon, or not? What's the shaila? Very, very tricky shaila, right? What's the shaila? Is cash davar shagufa mammon or not? Or is it representative value? So, what? It's literally mammon. Okay, so it's not clear. So there are some achronim who write, I'm sorry for such a small one of his tshuvas, that what we call today cash paper money is not real gufa mammon. When did paper money start? Who knows? Who's the first society that used paper money? First one. Who knows? The Chinese were the first ones to use paper money. But paper money didn't become prevalent in Europe until much later. When? Who knows when? When they start looking quickly, tell me. When they start using paper money? When? When? 1600s, 1700s. Something like that. Okay? Before that, it was gold. It was silver. It was coins. It was a slab of metal. In China in the 1000s or so. Who's got it for me? China in the 1000s. Early history of paper money. China, right? Not bad. Okay, and when in Europe? 1700s.
Yeah.
1600. Okay, hello, Dover, okay. Yeah. So Sefer lived in the 1800s, so he already was well-versed in paper money. So he has a few tshuvas about this topic. Another Gedolim also have, we're not really sure whether paper money is mum and mamish. But have an interesting enough community, whether you pay kefil if you steal dollar bills. Oh, very good. So one of the most famous applications of the Shaila, can you use paper money for Pidgin HaBen? Okay, under the Yom Kippur Mitzvah Shem, Shatov, next to the Pidgin HaBen and the family, can you take 5 shkolim worth of paper money and just give it off to the Kohen? So our meaning is we don't do that. There were some posts who said you can do that, and our meaning is we don't do that. And the reason why we don't do that is because of this concern, maybe it's not Gufa Mavon, and the Mishnah learns out, the Gemara in Becharis learns out from Sukkim that you have to have a Dabash of Gufa Mavon. You can't be paid a child with a shtar. I can't, let's say, have an IOU note from somebody that says, Reuben owes me $1,000, I'll hand that off to the Kohen in place. That's not going to work for Pidja. You need a Dabash of Gufa Mavon. So some Achorim are concerned that paper money may not be Gufa Mavon. For that matter, if paper money is not Gufa Mavon, what else is not Gufa Mavon? Is this Gufa Mavon? It's got 25 cents of what in it? Zinc. What can you do with zinc? Put it on your face. Get rid of acne or something. What are you going to do with zinc? Right? Well, it's worthless. It's only worth something because there's a big picture of George Washington on it. Okay? By the way, last week, for some reason, I was testing my kids who's on the different bills. And I was shocked to hear that after George Washington and Lincoln, most of them had no clue who's on. I'm not even going to test you guys. I'm not talking about who's on the $1,000 bills. Who's on the 50? Who's on 100? What? Grant? Jackson. Yeah. Who's on the 100? Who's on the 500? I think McKinley, no? I think McKinley. I think McKinley's 1,000? I don't remember. Yeah, I see how many $500. Okay, I haven't had so many bills with that number. Okay, so I was shocked by my kids. So then I realized, why don't they have any idea what's on any bills? Because they don't use bills anymore, because they just use my credit card and my bank cards for everything. So they never even saw anything past a dollar bill. Okay, fine. So, Rabbi Say, getting back to that story. So I don't even remember what that story was. What are we talking about?
The value of money.
Diamond, yeah. Famous last words. Size seven.
You don't pay cable for a character,
so why are we talking about that?
No,
oh, yeah, Tyson's been getting a Maruba. I got so tsafloigin, I mixed myself up. Okay. So, the Gemara says that there's no kefel for a god of character, there's no kefel for a towing time as god of a character. Just you can't speak the language of kefel when we talk about character. Famous Gemara, we give you the sample of Baba Kama. Taisus asked the famous kasha, it's a bomb kasha. Those who learn Pek Meruba, so usually Pek Meruba in the yeshivas, they talk about this Taisus for a month, then they skip two blot, and then they pick up a daf samachay, samachvav, where the real part of Meruba starts. So what's Taisus kasha? The Yim Taiman, the sixth of the Mamikaim is, Taisus asks, why do I need exerce that cost of someone? There's no kefel for toin tanis ganav of karka. Kefel, it would be shvuah, it would be pekazov. There's no shvuah for karka either. Typically, the ain't behem kefel, for toin tanis ganav, no mishal, no, it would be shvuah. What's Taisa Kasha? Taisa says, why do I need a posuk to tell me that there's no kefil of toin tanis ganav on karka? There was no shvu in the first place. Because everybody knows, Eini shvuah in Allah, alak hakos. That's like ABC, Eini shvuah alak hakos. Everybody knows that. Eini shvuah alak hakos. So we spoke about this earlier, Eini shvuah by Dmei Karka, the Rambam, the Ravid, Reb Chaim, right? Come on, you guys know this. Eini shvuah alak hakos. So wait a second, Fred Taisa. If ain't nishban like a kos, so then what did I tell Avi before? That if there's no shvua, there ain't what? There ain't kefil, because kefil of toin tanis ganav is presupposing there was a shvua. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me there's no toin tanis ganav kefil for karka? Typically, there's no shvua in the first place. That's Tosis' famous kasha. So Tosis gives two answers to this kasha. One is a right answer, one is a wrong answer. The wrong answer, they immediately reject. They throw it up towards the straw man, and then they reject it, and then they give what they think is the emissary terrace. What's the wrong terrace? Who saw the Taisus? What's the wrong terrace? What? That's the right terrace. What's the wrong terrace? Chofetz v'nishba. What does that mean? What does chofetz v'nishba mean? What does he jump and he swore? What does that mean? That means he wasn't mechuvdet to swear. This is the din teru. Listen to this. I say to you, hey, wait a second. I gave you X amount of karka to wash for me, and what happened to it? And you respond, it was stolen. That's your response. So I say, take a shvua. What's Bezin's next line? Sorry, Enish Malakakos. But you're a nice, honest guy, and you say, you know what? Even though I'm not mechuv to swear, I'm going to swear anyway. And you jump for joy and you swear. Kavas nishba means it's an illustration of a guy taking shvua that Beis Din did not make a comment upon him. He took it mi'atzvah. He took it mi'atzvah in the hatoiv. He took the shvua that it was stolen. And then what happened? He's such a big tzaddik. He took the shvua and then what happened? He turns out that he was the ganav. So it turns out he was the toin tanis ganav. So Tai says, oh, That may be the solution to our dilemma. Maybe that's the case. That's the tzior. Why there's no kefil? Why? Our kasha was, what do you mean you need a pasuk that there's no kefil? Typically, there was no shvuah in the first place. So I says, you're right. The taka was no shvuah. The guy volunteered a shvuah, and so there was a shvuah. So at the end of the day, when I told the obvious correct, there was a shvuah. And now we're potentially in the parasha of kefil. Kamash v'lan, there's no kefil. So maybe that's the entire Chiddush HaTorah, that there's no kefil, Torah that is gana for karka. V'chi ha'gav, v'hocham ha'skim, the guy with kofetz v'nishba. That Tosis is straw man of a teretz. And Tosis says wrong. Why is that wrong, says Tosis? Why is that wrong? What's wrong with that? Anyone saw the Tosis? Who here read the Tosis? Who here read the Tosis? What does Tosis say that's wrong for? Tosis says, V'leikele meima, the itzich v'kaifetz v'nishba, that if a geizel kam and ruchat l'mashal, and alim came beit the mashbina, say. What does Tosis say? Tosis says, that's not called the shvua for these purposes. In order for the parasha of Toyintan and Ganef to kick in, it's not enough for the guy to be asmo to open up his big fat mouth and take a shvua. What does there have to be? A shvua what? That'd be shvua's based in. That'd be a shvua that was administered, that was held responsible to take through the vehicle of based in. That's the parasha of Toyintan and Ganef. Just because he opened up his mouth and he said he swears, well, that doesn't mean anything. It's got to be a shvua's based in, not a shvua's me asmo, not a kovetz v'nishma. And therefore, this would not suffice. This doesn't answer the question. This is not a sufficient teretz, Tosfos says. So this is the wrong teretz. So Tosfos goes back to the drawing board. And again, as we say multiple times, we're reading this Tosfos, a three-line Tosfos. Yeah, Tosfos is just shooting around, finding it. Tosfos is sitting, and they're thinking, and they're sitting in France in the 1100s, and there's no paper money around because they don't live in China. And it's cold. It's a cold, cold winter. And they're sitting, and they're thinking, gee, give me that case. Why does the Torah Kedesha, why does the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Chved of Yasbo, dictate to Moshe Rabbeinu that there's no case of like Toita is gone of Karka? Typically, that there was no Shavu in the first place. And Tosfos thought, maybe, Kofatz, Vinishba, and Tosfos says, wrong, because that would not answer the question. So Tosfos is searching for an alternate Teretz, and they finally discovered America. What's their discovery? I need a shvua. This is a tough one. I need a shvua's based in. But it was a shvua that never really should have happened in the first place because it's karka. So there's only one way to take a shvua's based in a karka, and that is through another mechanism, mamish from left field. What's that called, Rabbi Say? Gilgul shvua. That's the magic of Gilgul shvua, Kedushin of Chavzayin. That's another parsha of the Gamre. You know, I over-exaggerated before, like I tend to do. I tend to over-dramatize. And I said there's no case in the Torah that speaks about a shvu explicitly except for Shom HaSachar. Not 100% true. There's one other case where there's a fight, there's an argument, and they were trying to figure out what happened. And the Torah uses the mechanism of shvua. Where is that? Sota. Not even Dinim Homan, it's real. I mean, it can result in ksubas, but that's not the real case. It's almost like a Din Torah between who and who. The husband and wife. The husband is claiming you made him mizana. She's saying I didn't. And the Torah says you have to take a shvua. Now again, that's not the end of the story. You have to do much more. They got to drink the water and pass the test. But part of the protocol, part of the procedure of soita is the drink, is the taking of the shvua. So the Gemara says in Kedushin, Gevalt Kichidish, the Gemara says that shvua soita, we can derive certain halachas from shvua soita back to shemechinam, back to shvua smayda b'mikzas, back to shvua seidechod. That shvua site is not just this of a heter, it's not just gzesakos yetzim b'klal, but that is part of the parish of shvuas in the Torah, and we can actually derive details of shvuas from there. What very, very important detail of shvuas do we derive from Saita? Mamish from left field. The Torah, in describing the shvuas Saita, first of all, does the woman even utter the shvua herself? No, she doesn't even say a word. Almost not a word. She doesn't say the shvua. Who's mashpia her? So where's her shvua? The amraha isha, amen, amen. So first of all, we learned out multiple halakhas from that phrase, that's called shvua sa'isha, shvua sa'saita, even though she didn't say the words of the shvua itself. Zevin fadot says the Gemara shvuas, kala ona amen acha shvua, kim nishpa dami. So that's called the shvua. But wait a second, the amraha isha, amen, amen. That's superfluous. What's she saying? There's only one shvua. What is she saying two shvuas for? What's the amen amen? So comes the Tesh B'Apeh and says that there are multiple things that the husband's making her swear. There are a peckle of things he's making her swear. So what's his first claim to make her swear? She says, wait a second, I gave you Kinyan Stira last week. You violated by Kinyan Stira. I warned you not to be with this guy. Now you're in the same room with him. There are Adam who saw, heard the Kinyan, Adam heard the Yichud, so the Stira. So I have a time against her. If I didn't tell you, yeah, I'm not saying for sure you're Mizana. I don't know. But I'm saying I suspect that you may have been Mizana. So I have a right, the terrorist has to be Mashbiya you. So he's Mashbiya her. And then he comes from left field. He says, and by the way, you know, 15 years ago, when we were in the state of Erisin, I have a suspicion you may have been Mizana then. 15 years, they already have six children already. He has never heard about this before. He has nothing to go on. He has no Adam, there was no Kini, there was nothing. He opens up all of a sudden his big mouth and he starts opening up a can of worms and he says, maybe you're Mizana? And then he says, you know what? True, you have Kini and Stira from Reuven. You know what? Come to think of it, I don't like this going on with Shimon either. I want you to swear that you weren't Mizana with Shimon. She says, I should swear about Shimon? What kind of time is that? I should swear about Aris in 15 years? What kind of layers? Nothing to stand on. A husband walks into the basin in a vacuum and says to his wife, I want you to swear you weren't Mizana. Where did she tell him to go? Go jump in the lake. You tell me. If I say to you, please swear that you owe me you don't owe me $1,000. How much sugar? You have to have a time, a tweet or something. So the Torah is a parish of insight, the parish of Nosos Mechadish, that even though the husband does not have a time, it's Vaday, but he has something to go on. That's what the Rishonim call a Glayim Ledover. He's got a Kinoi with Adam, with a steer with Adam. We have reason to believe there is something behind the story of the husband. So I understand that the husband has a right to make her take one Shavua, but what gives him the right to start piling up Nacha Shavua, Nacha Shavua? That's exists the cost of Am Isha Amin Amen. Amen Shalosatisi Shaloshlotimesi Nesua, Amen Shalosatisi Arusa, Amen Bishzeh, Amen Bishacher. He can pile up of anything and everything he wants to. This is payback day. He can make us swear anything and everything. He can't make us swear Shazam $1,000. Anything related to Znus, he can make us swear the Amra Isha Amen Amen. What kind of parasha, what kind of dinatayr is that? What's the sense of that? Says the Gemara, this is the source for a Chiddush in Hukhashvua, it's called Gilgul Shvua. Once you get a guy into Beis Din and he has to swear a Shvua that he is Mechuyav, you can start piling on right and left Shvuas that otherwise would never make the mark. Comes the Gemara in Kiddush Nachav Zayin and says, it's true in Saita and it's true in Dinim Amnus as well. If I walk into Beis Din and I say, I have a Din Torah against you for Karka, can I make you take a Shvua? Not a chance. But if I say to you, what? I have a Din Torah metatal, assuming that I got you into a Shvua, it's an Erechel, it's a Mod Mix, it's a Shom, I got you to be Nishma. When you're standing there with the Sefer Torah in your hand and you finish the Shavu, you know what I can say to you? By the way, I have a Sichsuch Lekakev of you from 50 years ago. I'd like you to swear on that also. I have a right to demand the Shavu. And the Beis Din will force you to swear. And if you don't swear, you're going to be in big trouble. You're going to have to pay. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Megalgal in Shavua. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Gilgul Shavua. Zekir is a chosim, she'ein l'mechrayis is a chosim, she'esh mechrayis l'shov aleihen. That's the Omer Isha, amen, amen. Comes Taisus in Baba Kama and says, that's the case that there would have been a Shvua on Karka, derech to the back door through Gilgul Shvua. And that's not Kofetz V'Nishma. Kofetz, the chisorn of Kofetz V'Nishma is that Beis Din is not administering, it's a voluntary Shvua. Gilgul Shvua is not voluntary. Gilgul Shvua is administered by Beis Din, but it's a quirk of a case where you could have a Shvua's Beis Din, Shvua's Atayra on Karka. So Taisus says, that's why you need a posik to tell me there's no Kefel. Based on the limitation of Shavuos, I would have said, we met the criteria. We have a Shavua there, we have a Shavua Satayr, we have a Shavua Sabez in here, going through the back door of Gilgul Shavua. So I would have thought, great, if such a case exists, that could be subject to Torin Tanis Ganav of Kefil. Kamashwan, there's no Kefil in Karka. That's it. So Baruch Hashem Taizim Bavakama solved the case. Tosos created a scenario of potential Kefil without an original Chiv of Shavua. The only Chiyuv Shvuah that we snuck in was the Gilgul Shvuah. So now the Ktzos gets into a little bit of hot water. Why? Because coming back to our sugya, to Toyin Tanis Ganav, by these funny cases of Shom Chiyuv, Shom Asach, Shoyal, Ma'el Avimai, what did the Ktzos say? What was the real problem? What was the real issue? Is there Kefil? Is there no Kefil? Was it a Kefil issue? Was it a Toyin Tanis Ganav issue? What was it? It was a Shvuah issue. Those Rishonim were claiming that there's no Kefil is because there's no Shavua. Those Rishonim were saying that there is Kefil is because there probably was Shavua. Says the Ktzos, wait a second. Even according to the Rishonim who say, there's no Toyin Tanis Ganav by Shoyal. You know why? Because there's no Shavua. Because that Shavua doesn't register. Shavua's Baal Avimo doesn't register. says Ikhtos, not so fast. Not so fast at all. Why? What if I had a separate din Torah on the guy? I said, by the way, I lent you $1,000, and the guy says, I only lent you $500. So he takes a shvur deraisa for $500, and then once I got him in days, what do I say to him? Oh, by the way, remember that case of Shmir Babaylam that we were talking about last week? I'd like you to take a shvur for that. And the guy says, there's no shvur. No such thing. It doesn't register. It doesn't exist in Chumash. What's the answer? You're right. But it does exist where? In the world of Gilgul Shvur. And Gilgul Shvur, Zach Taisus in Mavakab, Daf Samach Beis, Gilgul Shvur is not a kofetz v'nishba. It's enough to get the ball rolling of a kefal throwing time of Ghana. Now, by Karak, it doesn't work because of the quirk that there's no kefal and Karak ever, even Ghana of Mamish. But for the purposes of getting around the Shvur issue, so we can create a scenario where everybody's going to have to concede that there is a possible case, a possible scenario of Shvuas by Levimo, not directly, not independently, but Derech Gilgul, and once it gets in the crack in the door of Derech Gilgul, it can create a scenario of Torah Tanis Ganav. So the Tzayis Shtikul Torah is gewaldig and meridik that the Machlekes of Rishonim is not really a Kefal issue, it's not a Torah Tanis Ganav issue, it's really a Shvua issue, but the Tzayis concedes at the end that if you make it too much to do with the Shvua, then you're leaving the possibility open that even the Rishonim who generally don't accept Kefal Torah Tanis Ganav by Shvuas of Bayal Avimo may have to concede to it if that Shvua was administered properly derech the mechanism of Gilgul Shvua. So the Tzayis is not arguing on himself, it's not questioning, it's a ha'ara, it's kind of like a little bit of a letdown because Rashi and Asugya made a very, very blanket statement. What was that? It doesn't exist, says the Tzayis. Not true. It doesn't exist in 99.99% of the time, except for derech Gilgul, similar to Tzayis and Mevakam. So I'll call upon him, putting aside that little bit of a wrinkle in the end of the Tzayis, the Tzayis' theory stands that the Machlekes of Rishonim, the issue in the Rishonim is not a Kefal issue, it's not a Torah Tanis Ganav, it's not a Shomrim issue. It's simply a Shvuas issue. Is this Shvua of Violet Emo a Shvua Hamur B'Torah? So it's not explicitly in the Chumash, therefore half the Rishonim say it doesn't exist, or do I say, you're right, it doesn't appear in the Chumash explicitly, but it's part of the general heading of Tainus HaShom Liftar, no matter what that Taina is, even a Baal Avimo can be subject to a Shvua. If there is a Shvua, then there's Kefal. If there's no Shvua, then there's no Kefal. And again, that little bit of an ironed out wrinkle, that even according to those who say there's no Shvua, may concede once in a blue moon to a Gilgul Shvua that would be. This is beer number one in the Mechlekes Rishonim. We have two more beerim to go. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll pick up with the two other beerim in the Echronim as to what the Rishonim are.